Graphic video, naked man allegedly attacks bystanders in the Bronx. By Amy Furr on June 4, 2020. A nude man got into a violent altercation Monday in the Bronx, as bystanders watched him exchange punches with several people. Video footage showed the moment when the 28-year-old, wearing nothing but white socks, ran across East Fordham Road near Morris Avenue at 3:30 p.m. and violently shoved a person wearing a black hoodie, according to the New York Post. The two continued to fight, and at one point he was knocked to the ground and punched and kicked by the man wearing the hoodie. Oh my God, don't hit him, someone yelled as another individual wearing a blue baseball cap tried to restrain him. Moments later, he got up and walked around and approached the man in the cap, who then punched him. The nude man tried to hit back but appeared to fall on a nearby car. Several bystanders threw him back onto the sidewalk where he got up and walked away as the video ended. One Twitter user suggested that he might have been struggling with a drug addiction, which caused him to behave in such a manner. PCP makes users strip because their skin gets extremely hot. Resistant to pain and overly aggressive, the person wrote. Developed in the 1950s as a surgical anesthetic, fenciclidine, PCP, was later discontinued and deemed illegal when researchers found it caused agitation and mania, hallucinations, and irrational thinking in patients following its use, according to Medical News Today. An individual may use PCP because it produces euphoria, psychedelic effects, and a sense of calm. However, they may experience effects that they do not want. Soon after taking a low dose, there may be a rise in blood pressure, body temperature, and heart rate, the article noted. Currently, the drug is classified as a Schedule II substance because it has a high probability for abuse and the possibility that the user may become physically or psychologically dependent, according to drugabuse.com. Monday, someone at the scene called police to report an emotionally disturbed person, and when officers arrived, they transported the man to St. Barnabas Hospital for evaluation. Initially, an NYPD spokeswoman told the Post that the viral Twitter video was old, but later clarified and confirmed that the incident did occur on Monday.